next agenda item. This is the follow-up on the sale of Site 2 at Yina Drive. Amai Chow, granted by the Nest Department by way of extension letter, an item raised by Mr. James Yu. Mr. James, could you introduce your paper, please?
多謝主席。咁首先喺簡介嘅文件之前，就感謝地政署同規劃署嘅回覆啊，都真係非常之詳細，好少喺書面嘅文件就已經見到咁詳細嘅回覆。咁我都簡單簡介翻點解會有呢個議程嘅出現啦。咁其實就係因為我見到新聞有報道，咁其實就係講地政總署就以一個增批土地嘅形式去以補地價，咁就等用一個補地價增批土地嘅方式去賣地啦。其實嚴格啲嚟講，其實根本就係賣地啦。咁因為地政總署喺傳媒查詢之後咧，先至公布翻啲文件，而其中一個係涉及呢個喺海怡入邊嘅港燈大樓。咁我哋都我都非常之關注啊！咁究竟件事係發生緊啲咩事咧？係真係再突然間慢嘢啊，定還是唔關事？咁都非常之感謝部門回覆，咁都非常之清晰啦。咁其實只不過係一個交還及重批嘅情況，咁其實就唔係真係賣咗啲咩官地嘅。咁但係都希望政府部門以後都可以係做到一個真真正正嘅公開透明，而唔係傳媒查詢嗰陣時先至選擇去嗰一刻先至公布事件，因為咁樣其實會影響引起好多市民同埋居民嘅疑慮，因為人哋問你先講嗰陣時候，就會好容易覺得你係有嘢想隱瞞。咁其實既然冇乜值得好隱瞞，又唔係啲咩咁唔正常嘅程序，咁就希望政府部門下次都係主動公開，咁就令到呢啲誤會可以唔需要再發生咯。
James, could you be specific to me to what procedure would you prefer in terms of making the information available on what basis? Advisories from the Lands Department to the District Council, or to what extent do you like to see?
OK, 沒問題，因為其實他們地政總署呢，是所有增批土地通知書呢，都是之前是一直都是沒有公布的，是積了幾年，由2018年之後是從來沒有公布過相關的事件。其實他都在文件回覆那裡就說，因為其實是每年可能幾年才有一宗，或者一年得幾宗，所以他們都沒有公布。但是其實因為這些增批土地，某些 case 其實是將官地批給其他人，某些 case 是可能交還及重批，其實這些土地的資訊都是好需要去喺個網度公開地俾公眾去查閱，等大家知道發生咩事，而唔係可能做咗一啲不論交還及重批，或者甚至係批咗啲官地走，然後都係冇人知識嘅咯。咁我覺得個透明度係非常之重要。
All right, okay, that's clear now to me. So, Ms. Elaine Kwan, could you help us here? To what extent can you provide more information in advance or when this happens?
多謝主席。咁其實正如咧，我個回覆嗰度都已經講咗啦。咁因為以往過往呢啲咁嘅增批土地嗰啲個案就比較少嘅，咁所以咧我哋就冇特別去係擺喺網上面啦。咁但係而家咧我哋其實已經咧可以喺網頁上面咧就睇到呢啲增批土地個案嗰啲成交噶啦。咁基本上都已經聽到你哋嘅意見啦。咁而家喺網上面都可以揾到呢啲咁嘅資訊噶啦。多謝主席。
I guess this is more the notification. I mean, when you do make a change, that you do notify. So, I mean, we may not be aware that you put something online and then because we don't get a notification. So, a notification of change of a status of a piece of land would be relevant. And I guess that's what James will be after, isn't it? You would have loved to be notified when the change was posted. So I guess that kind of notification, same way we were notified by the planning department, every time there's a planning application put to the town planning board, we are being notified. So, and that's helpful because then we can pay attention. So I guess that's what James is asking for. Could you consider that with your department's director on whether he's willing to support that?
我相信咧，呢、這個即係關於點樣通知到公眾呢個程序咧，其實就係一般咧喺我哋做一啲呢啲土地嘅即係交易嘅流程嘅時候啦，例如一啲真係譬如換地啦、增批土地啦、或者改地契啦呢啲流程嘅時候，甚至乎一啲短期租約啦，都會做一啲即係諮詢區議會，唔係諮詢 ，sorry， 唔好意思，諮詢呢、這個即係民政處同埋各大部門啦，咁而有做一啲 local consultation 嘅，咁喺呢一方面咧就已經會係有一個 notification 啦。多謝主席。
All right. So, and did you receive it, James? Did you receive it in advance from the Home Affairs Department, the district office, the information?
唔係，因為老實講，呢一個佢批嘅時候，咁當時我仲未係議員啦，因為都係2018年。咁但係我覺得個問題就係喺，因為其實你當中係涉及兩個程序噶嘛。咁其實一個就係你交還及重批一個細嘅地段，合併咗落個大嘅地段度啦。然後嗰個再之前就已經經過咗規劃署嗰度。去改建，即係批咗嗰個規劃係改建做酒店，咁但係其實公眾或者即係其實公眾係唔會即係咁 detail 地知道你兩個程序嗰個係講緊係同一件事噶嘛，咁好多時就係會變咗而你又唔公，即係唔主動公布一啲嘢上網嘅話，咁其實好多時等到傳媒問到，佢就會有個疑問，就係究竟係咪講緊同一件事啊？定還是係額外再有事發生嘅？因為去到傳媒問你先至公布，其實就呢件事係絕對唔理想嘅。即係你主動講翻，而啲人就容易啲去理解咯。即係譬如你去到依家我哋問，咁你即係其實你書面回覆係答得足嘅，咁但係我哋問先知嘅，咁就會喺嗰個公眾嘅知情權度就會有所削弱咯。我覺得。
Okay, I'm a little bit confused. Elaine, you do provide information in advance to the district office. You notify the district office, but somehow we've missed it, or in the future you will inform the district office? I'm just trying to get some clarity here. As long as you can commit that it will be done in the future, then I can move on.
其實我不是很明白議員他那個疑問在哪裡的，因為呢這隻增批土地的個案和其他所有我們處理的土地的無論是改地契啦或者是換地啦或者是短期租約啦或者增批土地啦，那個流程其實都是一樣的，咁所以我唔係好明白話，即係點解佢會即係認為呢一個 case 呢個增批土地係有另外一啲特別需要去點樣擺上即係點樣去通知公眾嗰個程序要去特別去加一個幾時通知公眾嘅程序咧？因為我哋所有嘅流程咧，其實都係同其他處理土地嘅個案咧都係一樣嘅，咁都會係咧做即係諮詢部門啦，然之後咧就係去諮詢即係民政處，透過佢哋做一啲地區諮詢啦，咁然之後咧就即係做嗰個成交完，咁我哋就會擺上網啦，咁而家就擺咗上網啦。咁究竟係即係佢嗰個 concern 喺邊一度咧？咁或者請議員再解釋一下。
如果你認為係唔需要擺嘅，咁點解立場新聞問你嗰陣時候，你喺2月26號擺咧？而且即係我都唔講你2020年嗰三隻啦。咁尤其是港燈嗰個係講緊三年後，即係因為就係三年啦，2018年嗰陣時候發生的事你現在才公布，如果你認為是沒有需要放上網的時候，那為什麼傳媒查詢的時候你又突然間放上網呢？即是我覺得那件事就是，你既然覺得這些事是可以放上網，如果不是就不會在網頁出現，那為什麼不可以一完成那件事就已經做呢？還還是真的個流程是三年，咁但係又有啲2020年嘅增批土地就已經出到街㗎喇，即係I mean擺上網。
All right, so clarity. So there was a delay in posting online. So notification does take place, and we were notified in 2018. However, the information was not put in online immediately. Maybe that's, you can check why it was so late in terms of the timing it takes to put things online. I know that you're making changes to your system, and I know that the Lens Department has been making changes to the system to get up to speed to put all of these things online. There could have been a delay. I'm trying to help you here. So if that's the case, I think then if there is no other further information to be provided or discussed in the room, James, you're all right then? We can move on. Thank you. Then we move on to the next.